Our Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, this morning. Every time that we gather in the house of the Lord, our fellowship truly not only is with one another, but is also with our Lord Jesus Christ. And we know, Lord, that the entrance of your word always gives light. And this morning, may that light, hallelujah. In fact, the Lord said, let there be light. And Lord, let there be light in everyone's situation this morning to the glory of your name. Let the hands that are hanging down, let them be lifted up. Let the feebleness receive strength. And let the Lord be glorified in the message of the Lord this morning. Let every need be met. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Now, if I say anything that you're excited about, it's okay to shout. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. I don't like it when people just sit down and they're just looking. You know, it's good to be excited in the house of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. So if you like the sound that Jesus is good, I want you to say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Now this morning, the message, relentless faith. Hallelujah. Now that's the message this morning. Relentless faith. You know, and we're going to start here in the book of Isaiah chapter 38. Isaiah chapter 38. And there is a story here of a man who was king at the time. And his name was Hezekiah. And we're going to read what happened to him. And I've got a few examples here to read. And I've got a prophetic word for somebody here this morning. Praise God. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Now, Isaiah 38. This man Hezekiah, of course, he loved the Lord. He was one of the good kings that did good in the sight of the Lord. And he loved the Lord. And he, you know, he reigned in those days in the... you know, in the days of Isaiah the prophet. So one of those days, Hezekiah was sick, and the sickness was unto death, the Bible said. You know, he was grievously sick. In fact, I think you might say that the doctors gave him up. You might say he got a death sentence. You know, like, look, you'll go into that. But, you know, it goes even deeper than that. Now, let's watch this message this morning, this story. Isaiah chapter 38. And verse 1, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. You know, so he told us right off the beginning that he was sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him. Now this is Isaiah the prophet. Now this is beyond the report that the doctors already gave him. See, the doctors already told him he's going to die. He knows that. You know, now the prophet of the Lord even comes and says, well, you know, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for thou shalt die and shalt not live. Now that's pretty distressing. You know, amen. You know, if a prophet shows up and say, well, thus saith the Lord. I didn't say thus saith Isaiah. He said, thus saith the Lord, you know, set your house in order because this sickness is unto death. You know, so just put everything in order, you know, take care of everything, set your children, you know, set all the things in place and so forth, write your will. And do all of that. Make sure your estate is in place because you are going to die. This is not a sickness that you are going to recover from. You know, so just know that and take care of things. You know, so it doesn't take your family by surprise. You are definitely going to die. Well, that was the news. But let's see what Hezekiah did. And let's see what he said. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall. And he prayed unto the Lord. And he said, Lord, now remember, O Lord, I beseech you, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. Now, Hezekiah, he's going to stake his claim, hallelujah, on the fact that he had wholly followed the Lord with all his heart. Now, there is no price that can be paid or no price that can be given to following the Lord wholly with all your heart. See, in spite of everything, you know, the people around him, and in fact, Hezekiah, he cut down the high places of Baal and all these things. He tore it down. And he followed the Lord, and in his days, he followed the Lord with all his heart. You know, and he said, Lord, I have followed the Lord with all my heart. And I will not die at this time. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what even this prophet said.
Amen?
The thoughts towards me are of peace. Your thoughts towards me are of good. To give me an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11. And I'm not going to be denied. And he said, Lord, I have followed, I have done that which is good in your sight. And he wept. See, he cried before the Lord. He got a hold of God. Now, I tell you what, Ezekiah was praying before. Because he was a man that loved the Lord, you know, and so forth, obeyed his word, and he feared the Lord. So, you know, when he was sick, you know, obviously he had been praying and so forth, you know. But when the prophet came in and told him this news, you know, boy, something stirred up in his spirit. And he said, well, you know, we're going to find out the mercy of the Lord. I'm going to get a hold of God, you know, and he would not turn loose. He would not be denied. Hezekiah would not take no for an answer. Is somebody still with me this morning? Regardless of the prophet, regardless of the doctor's report, regardless of anything, Hezekiah would not take no for an answer. And he said, not this time, Lord. Somebody may be dying, but not today. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And the word of the Lord. Now, of course, you know, let me tell you something about the Lord. The Lord already knew all of that. The Lord already knew that Hezekiah was going to do exactly that. Now, if you don't believe that the Lord already knew that, you don't know the Lord at all. Amen? Praise God. Because the day that God acquires any new knowledge, that's the day that he becomes like you and me. And he ceases to become. God can never learn anything new. He already knows everything about everything. He knows about your condition. Now notice condition. Amen. He knows it. He knows about your situation. He knew exactly what Hezekiah was going to do, but the word of the Lord was trying him. The word of the Lord was to try Hezekiah and to see what substance was in his faith. To see whether he was going to quit, whether he was going to give up, or what he was going to do, or whether he was going to get a hold of God. You know, so the Lord already knew. So, and the Lord, you know, before Hezekiah got out of the palace, out of the court, he told him, oh, hold on now, hold on. I mean, that's Isaiah before he got out. The Lord told him, hold on now, hold on, hold on. You can read, you know, some of that in 2 Kings chapter 20. This story is also there. And the Lord, word of the Lord came back to Isaiah and said, now you go back and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, oh my, I have heard thy prayer, and I have seen thy tears. Now, it's all right to cry unto the Lord, you know, amen. There are some prayers that you must do with agony, you know, this type of, you know, Lord, just do this, Lord, if you heal me, okay, if you bless me, it's okay, if you don't, okay. That's not going to do it when you are facing some real crisis. You've got to get a hold of the Lord. This man had a death sentence. You know, even the prophet, he came and he put, thus saith the Lord, on it. But he said, well, I don't care about all of that. I'm going to get a hold of the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And he got a hold of God. You know, this is relentless faith. And he wouldn't give up. And he turned his face to the wall. And he cried his heart out and said, God, remember, you said we should not serve the Lord in vain. And you promised us that if we serve the Lord, that you will hear us. Your ears are opened unto the cry of the righteous and so forth. And he laid it down. You know, and the psalmist said in the book of Psalms chapter 18, he said, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. So this man, he laid it down and he got a hold of God. And the next thing you know, the Lord said, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh, praise the Lord. And that's somebody that's ready to die today. And the Lord said, I'm going to add. And, you know, he even gave him a sign. Until this day, even science will confirm it. You know, there's some missing time in the world, you know, in the cycles of the sun and so forth. And God gave 15 years that he added. And he said, I will deliver thee and this city. Now, notice, God, you know, when he does one thing for you, he'll do another thing. Amen. If you believe, not just one thing. If you believe, he'll do one thing and then he'll do another thing. You know, just keep believing. Praise God. Now, he not only got healed, he got his life extended, but he also got the victory over his enemies because he got a hold of God. Can you say praise the Lord? Now, there is a story here of a man that is called Jacob. In the book of Genesis, chapter 32. Now, of course, you know Jacob was a grandson of Abraham. And here is a story of something that happened to Jacob in the book of Jacob, chapter 32. Now, in this story, I am going to read from verses 24 to about 32, or about 30 of Genesis 32. In his story, Jacob, he met with a strange figure, you know, and, you know, he's going to wrestle with this figure all night, and let's see what he does here. Now, Genesis chapter 32 and verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the day, until the breaking of the day. Now, we don't know yet who this man is, but we're going to find out when we read the rest of these verses. And when he saw, when this man that was wrestling with Jacob saw that he prevailed not against Jacob, he touched the hollow of his thigh. You know, so he knew a secret. He knew how to get, you know, get advantage over him, because Jacob wouldn't turn him loose. He got a hold of him, and he wouldn't turn him loose. And so they wrestled, and he said, "Let me go, because the day is breaking." Now, he wrestled with him all night long. And Jacob said, "Oh no, sir, you know, unless you give me that blessing, I'm not going to let you go." Amen? Amen? Oh yeah, that is some kind of prayer. Now, this is not a two-minute kind of prayer. This is not a "Lord, bless me," and so forth like that kind of prayer. No, this is prayer that he got a hold of God. And he is not going anywhere until God gives him a blessing. And he said, "Well, I'm not going anywhere until thou bless me." And verse 27 said, "What is thy name?" Of course, he knew his name, but he wanted to bring something out. And he said, "Well, my name is Jacob." And he told him right there, "Your name will no longer be Jacob. It's going to be Israel." Oh my. Woo. Now, he put the name of God right on him right there. He said, "Because as a prince, thou hast power with God." So we know now who it is that he was wrestling with. "As a prince that has power with God and with men, and has prevailed." Now, this man Jacob, he wrestled with God, you know, and he prevailed. He got a hold of God, and he would not turn it loose. And God, you know, this man, you know, that appeared to him was a figure of God. You know, and he came in there, could have been the angel of the Lord, could be the Lord in one kind of form or the other. And he didn't, you know, Jacob wouldn't let him go. And finally, Jacob said, you know, because he asked Jacob's name, and he told him to change his name, so Jacob asked him his name too. "Tell me, I pray thee," you know, and so forth, "what is your own name?" And then he told him, "Well, why are you asking for my name?" You know, so, you know, and then he called Jacob. Finally, he realized who it was. And he said, "Wow, I'm going to name this place Peniel, because I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." How many of you can say amen? Amen. Now, the Lord, you know, if you have this kind of faith, and you are not willing to let go, God will give you the grace to wrestle against God and to prevail. Amen? You know, that's how good God is. You know, he'll give you the grace to wrestle against him and to prevail, but he'll test you too. You know, and we'll see how he tests them. You know, sometimes he'll say something, you know, and then, you know, he'll test them. And then, you know, we're going to see in a minute here how he tested somebody, you know, faith, and to see what they were going to do. But before we do that, let's see another case here. Turn with me to Mark chapter 10. Now, we're talking about relentless faith. People who wouldn't let go. Once they get hold of God, they wouldn't let go until God gave them a blessing, or until, you know, they got the result, you know, of their prayer. You know, they wouldn't let go. Now, this is the kind of faith that we need today. Amen? Amen. This is the kind of faith that we need today. Can somebody say amen? Amen? Yes, we need this kind of faith. No matter what you're going through, let's find out. This was a man. His name is called Bartimaeus. Mark chapter 10, and I'm going to read from verse 46. And they came to Jericho. Now, that was Jesus and his disciples. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, with a great number of people, there was a blind man called Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. He sat by the wayside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth that was passing by, oh, he began to say, "Jesus, oh my, thou son of David, have mercy on me." You know, and many of the people, now notice, many of the people, you know, and the disciples and all of these people and all these big brothers and everybody that was a bunch of unbelief, they told him to shut up. See, they told him, be quiet. Be quiet. Amen. You know, but did he keep quiet? Oh no, the Bible says he cried out a great deal the more. He cried out, they told him, hold your peace. But he cried the more a great deal. And he would not be denied. He said, today I am heard that Jesus is passing by. And I must receive my miracle. And I will not be denied.
Hallelujah.
And the closest people to Jesus, they told him to shut up. And he said, I don't care. You know, I'm calling and God is going to hear me. Amen. They told him to shut up. Be quiet. Don't disturb the master and so forth like that. And of course, you know, they didn't, you know, some of them didn't even believe in their hearts that the Lord could heal that blind man. Otherwise, they wouldn't have told him to shut up. You know, but, you know, when he cried out for God's mercy, you've heard me preach on this. You know, there's a magnetic force in prayer when you get a hold of God's mercy. You know, when you use that mercy of the Lord, when you invoke his mercy in your life, it's magnetic. The Bible says Jesus stood still. He stood still when he heard about the mercy of the Lord. And he said, have mercy upon me. I don't care whether you think you have faith or you don't. If you can get a hold of his mercy. Amen. Amen. Now, you know, faith is wonderful. You must believe God. Because if you don't believe, you can't have anything from God. But if you can turn it loose, even when your faith is weak, you get a hold of his mercy. Oh, yes. And he will never turn you down. And Jesus stood still. You know, that kind of faith, that kind of crying out, that kind of relentless faith that wouldn't turn loose, magnetizes Jesus. And Jesus, he stood still, the Bible said, and commanded that he be brought to him. And he said, be of good cheer. They told him, finally, the master is calling for thee. And oh my goodness, the next thing you know, he cast away all his garments and all the things that are holding him back. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he came to Jesus.
Amen.
And the master said unto him, what will thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Now, when the master is calling for you, you know, don't let anything else hold you back. Oh, hallelujah. And the master is calling for some of you this morning. Don't let anything hold you back. Don't let the garments of unbelief or your circumstances or whatever. Cast off those garments and come to Jesus and receive your miracle here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Now notice the word of God. It's that simple. Amen. Go your way. Your faith has made you whole. That's all the Lord has to say. That's how great he is. All he has to speak is one word and he'll change your situation around. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Doesn't matter how long you've been in that situation, you know, he'll change it around. And the Bible says, immediately, he received his sight. Now, that's immediately, he received his sight. You know, amen? Come on, people, amen?
Hallelujah.
That's how powerful the Lord is. When he sees your faith reaching out, where you can go beyond all of those, you know, unbelief and so forth that's trying to hold you back, and you can reach on out to God, and you will not be denied. The Lord, he will answer your prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let's see one more example here before, you know, I say, you know, one or two more things to us this morning. Now, one more example here. This story is called the Syrophoenician woman in one place, but in another place, she's called a woman from Canaan. But let's see what happened to her. Matthew chapter 15. Now, there are accounts of this in other scriptures, other parts of the Gospels, but let me read this one in Matthew chapter 15. In the book of Canaan, in the book of Luke, she's called a Syrophoenician woman. Here it's called the woman of Canaan. So let's see Matthew chapter 15. I'm going to read from verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him. Now that's Jesus. No, now look, notice, if you notice from verse 21, it says, then Jesus departed thence, and he departed the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came unto the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Lord, now notice, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. Have mercy on me, O Lord. He said, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Now, you may not have a daughter this morning that's grievously vexed with a devil, but you may have you know, another situation in your family. You may even have a son that's in jail or in prison. You know, doesn't matter to the Lord. You know, if you get a hold of God, He'll do something for you. Can you say amen? Oh, that's right. But he answered her not a word. Now, the Lord is going to really test this woman's faith. Now, let's notice this story. This woman is crying, you know, have mercy upon me, thou son. Now, remember, this woman was a Gentile, you know. But she's calling Jesus by thou son of David. Of course, she has no right to call Jesus the son of David. Jesus is son of David to the house of Israel. You know, so what she's saying, thou son of David, and so forth like that, have mercy upon me. So the Lord is going to really put her to the test here. He answered her not a word. Now that's like some of you in here this morning. You've been praying and God has answered you not a word, it seems like. But are you going to quit? This woman could have quit because the Lord didn't answer her a word. Not that he didn't hear. You know, he knew exactly what he was doing. He was trying to bring out a viewpoint. You know, and so the woman, you know, he didn't answer a word and so forth. Then the disciple besought him and said, look, send this woman away. She's bothering us already. You know, just send her away and so on. You know. And then Jesus said, well, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So the woman came back and said, look, Lord, I worship you. She just fell down. She worshiped, said, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Now, that's a cry. I told you, that's a cry that the Lord, he cannot ignore. He may test you a little bit. See what kind of grade your faith is. Amen? Praise God. So he tested her a little. And then finally, you know, she came and worshiped him and said, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I need some help. You know, I need help. My daughter is grieved with this devil and I need deliverance. Now, she said, and she prayed. And then finally, the Lord said, look, it is not right for us to give the children's bread to dogs. Can you imagine the Lord made a statement like that? You know, exactly what he was talking about. He wanted to bring out a viewpoint. You know, and he said, look, this healing and this deliverance that you are asking for is the children's bread. We can't give it to dogs, you know. You guys, the Gentiles and so forth like that, you know. I mean, he practically called her a dog. You know. But would she turn loose? Oh, no, sir. You know, she said, oh, of the truth, Lord. Now, she got a hold of his word, you know. And she's going to use that word that he said, and she's going to make a case from that very word that he said. He said, well, you can't give this to a dog. Said, that's all right. I don't want to sit on the table. All I want is the crumbs that fall from the table. How many of you can say praise the Lord to that? Oh my. He said, well, you know, yeah, I know the children, they sit on the table and so forth like that. You know, I'm a little dog over here and all that. You know, I just want the crumbs. The crumbs are good enough for me. Oh my. And the Bible said, Jesus marveled. Of course, he already knew, but he was trying to bring this out. He marveled at the woman's faith and said, oh my goodness. Oh woman, she said. I mean, Jesus said, great is thy faith. Be it unto you even as thou hast desired. Hallelujah. Yes. Can somebody say hallelujah? Yes. The woman could not be denied. Even when Jesus answered her not a word at the beginning. See, sometimes you pray and the Lord doesn't answer your word at the beginning. And then what do? You give up. Well, yeah, that's exactly what the devil wants from you. But the Lord, he will try that word in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now Jesus said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He already said that point blank and he paid the price on the cross. He finished it. But does that mean that you'll never be sick? Absolutely not. Well, let me put it to you this way. If you will never be sick, then you will never grow old. And that time is coming. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. But this very aging process tells you that your body is still subject to sickness and disease and all these kind of things. But I am the Lord that healeth thee every single time. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, so the doctors may write you a bill of whatever they want. They may do anything they want. You know, they may say this and that. You might even have an incurable disease. You might have a situation in your family that is, you know, insurmountable. You know, and so forth like that, you know. And so you pray and you don't get an answer. And then you get discouraged. Well, you know, you shouldn't get discouraged. You should hold on to God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Let me read a couple more things for you here before, you know, we pray the prayer of faith that is going to set you free. Amen. In the book of Luke chapter 18, there is a story here that Jesus told. He said, you know, to the intent that men ought always to pray and not to faint. He spake a parable unto them in verse 1 of Luke 18 that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Don't give up. Keep on praying.
Hallelujah.
If you pray every day and you believe the Lord for your miracle, you will get the miracle either today or tomorrow. That's just the way it is. If you pray every day, it's going to be today or it's going to be tomorrow. And if you don't get it today, you pray tomorrow. And you're going to get it that day or you're going to get it the next. And in my mind, I have settled in my heart that anything I'm believing for, I will pray today and I'm going to receive it today or I'll get it tomorrow. And tomorrow, I'm going to pray and I'm going to say, I'm going to receive it today or I'm going to get it tomorrow. One way or the other, I'm going to get it because the Lord is good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And there is nothing that you can get from God that can deplete God's resources. It's like taking a bucket to go and fetch water from the ocean. You can take all you want and there will be no difference at all. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, that's how great God is concerning, you know, concerning his goodness towards us. And that's how great he is compared to your needs. See, your need is just like a bucket full of water out of the ocean. And his supply is like the ocean. All you got to do is believe. And it's yours for the taking. Amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. So he said to them in this parable, he said, there was in a city a judge that feared not God and regarded not man. And this, you couldn't tell this judge anything. He was a hard case. And he didn't have any compassion on anybody at all. You know. And there was a widow in that same city. And she came to the judge and said, look, avenge me, you know, of my adversaries and so forth. You know, she brought a case. And the judge would not even answer her. The judge would not answer her for a while and so forth. But this woman, she kept bothering him. You know, night and day, she was in his face. And she said, look, avenge my case and so forth. And she said, look, and the judge would say, I don't have time for you. Get her out of my face. You know, but she kept coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. So finally, this judge said, well, okay, you know, I'm not going to do anything about this because, you know, I fear God or anything, or even because I care for this woman. I don't have time, you know, but if I don't do something, she's going to weary me by her continually coming and being in my face with this request. So I've got to do something just to get rid of her.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, Jesus told that story himself, you know, and so he said, because this widow troubles me, if I, you know, don't do something, she's going to wear me out. So I'm going to do something. Now, the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God, the merciful God, shall he not avenge his own elect, which cry unto him day and night, even though he bear long with them? See, that's where relentless faith comes in. Even though the Lord seems not to answer you the first time, are you going to quit? Or are you going to believe till the end? Oh, even though he bears long with you, see, Jesus said, I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise Amen. God. Come on, somebody, say hallelujah. In the book of Luke chapter 11, Jesus told another story similar to this. Now, this one we read was about the widow. This one is about a friend. Now, at midnight, you know, a friend will go to his friend's house and knock on his door and say, look, you know, the stores are closed, you know, but I've got some guests that just came from out of town and I need some food. I need some milk or I need a whatever and so forth, you know, and they knock on the door and so forth, you know. And Jesus told this story and he said, you know, which of you, in Luke 11 chapter 5, which of you shall have a friend that shall go unto him at midnight and say, friend, you know, lend me a few loaves because, you know, my friend came from his journey and so forth. I don't have anything to sell before him because the stores are closed, you know, and so on. And I don't have some food. And the guy in the house is going to say, look, it's late already. I mean, this is, you know, every honest person should be in bed right now. My kids are in bed. I can't get up. You know, come back in the morning. You know, we're already asleep. You know, and a guy that wants the bread, because he's got to do something for his guests, amen? He's going to stay on that door. He knows they're indoors, you know, because, you know, he can see his car outside, so he knows he's there. You know, I say, well, I'm not going anywhere. You know, I keep knocking, and he'll ring the bell, and he'll knock some more, he'll ring the bell some more, you know, and he knocks some more, and he'll ring the bell some more. And finally, this guy said, look, I don't know, you know, if I don't deal with this guy, we're not going to get any sleep, you know, amen? So finally, not because he is his friend, because he couldn't care about that. You know, it's my you are my friend or whatever. You come back during daylight. You know, I'm already asleep. If you are my friend already, you should know that this is time for me to sleep. Don't bother me about that. No, not because he's his friend, but because he needs to get rid of him so he wouldn't bother him anymore. He's going to get up. Jesus said, listen to this. I say unto you, verse 8, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his relentless faith.
Hallelujah.
Relentless knocking, that's what that word importunity means. Direct, because of his relentlessness, he will rise and give him as much as he needs, just to get rid of him. And I say unto you, ask her, and it shall be given unto you. Seek her, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Now that is the promise of God. You ask today, and the Bible says, what things soever you ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. But more importantly, he said, when you pray, believe, and you shall receive. So you do the believing at the time that you pray, and the receiving is later. When you pray, believe. I don't care whether it happens now or tomorrow, but he said, ask and ye shall receive.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, the reason people don't receive everything they ask in prayer is because they give up when the Lord doesn't answer the first time. You know, or next time they give up, or maybe they get weary in praying and so forth. You know, they've been praying for a week, they've been praying for a month, they've been praying for a couple of years, and then they don't, you know. One man in the Bible, the Lord, he gave him the promise. His name is called the Father of Faith, Abraham. And before God gave him that promise, his name was Abraham. And the Lord, he told him, you know, he said, don't worry about that. You know, your chief said, come out here, let me show it to you. I'm going to show you the stars. See, I'm going to show it to you. And then if you can count those stars and so forth, that's how your seed will be. He told him in Genesis chapter 15. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 15. And we're going to see some elements of faith. What you must do when you are believing God. Especially when God gives you a promise. What you must do. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And after these things, Genesis 15 and verse 1. The word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. And he said to him, I am thy shield. Oh my, an exceeding great reward. Now, you better take advantage of God, you know, his promises, especially when the word comes to you. You know, when the Lord visits you in a visitation, that's when you got to get a hold of God and don't turn him loose. Some people run off. You know, when God is visiting them, they run off to their lunch or they run off to their job or whatever. You're not going to get very far with God. When you've got God on a roll, and when you are on a roll with God, don't let loose. Get everything you can from the Lord. Amen? Because he's got more and plenty more where that came from. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I am thy shield and exceeding great reward. Now, notice this. I'm going to bring out, you know, some very important elements of prayer. You might call this the anatomy of faith. You know, because he's going to tell him, he's going to show in this example here how the elements of faith, the elements of believing faith, and so on. So Abraham, he said, well, Lord God, what will you give me? You know, you say you are my shield, you are my exceeding great reward, but what are you going to give me then? Because I have no chance. So Abraham, he's going to stand and he's going to argue and he's going to plead his case with God. Well, if you say you are my shield, and you say you are my great reward, what are you going to give me then? Because the servant of, you know, somebody in my, you know, the child of a servant in my house is going to be my, you know, my child and so forth, you know. Oh, no. He said, you know, seeing I go childless and the steward in my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, behold, to me you have given no seed. And one that is born in my house is going to be my heir. And the Lord said, oh, no. Not if I have something to say about that. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him and saying, that is not going to be your heir, But he that shall come out of your own bowels, amen, he shall be your heir. So he brought him forth. You know, he took him and said, hey, come here, I'm going to show you something. You know, come out here. You know, so the Lord, he tells him to come out, you know, of the house, and he takes him out and said, okay, now look on the skies there and see, you know, it's in the night and all the stars are there. I say, can you count all those stars? And everybody said, well, I can't, you know, and every time I count, it looks like there's more. It looks like they're just multiplying. Well, the Lord said, well, you know, if you can't count those stars, then you can't count how your seed will be. That's exactly the blessing that I'm going to bring to your life through the one that's going to be born of your bowels. Oh. And the Bible says, and he believed God. And it was counted to him for righteousness in verse 6. You know, so, you know, he believed God. But do you know how long it took that promise to be fulfilled? 25 years. And Abraham, he changed his name from Abraham to Abraham, the father of many nations. And of course, you heard me say this before. His friends mocked him every single day. They said to him, father of nations indeed. You don't even have one child. And you call your father. Look at us. We got our children here. We don't call ourselves father of nations. Look at you. You don't even have a single child. You know, you're calling yourself father of nations. Father of nations indeed. You know. So, and but he said, well, the Lord told me. He appeared to me and I believe him. Amen. So finally, but that's not all. So the Lord told him, you know, he said, well, you know, I'm going to give you, you know, this land of the, you know, Chaldeans and so forth, you know, and he gave him a promise. And then Abraham said, well, you know, how am I going to know that I'm going to inherit all these things? So the Lord said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. You go get a heifer and make it some sacrifice and so forth. And God's going to make a covenant with him right there. Now, I want you to notice one thing. Now, many of you may have read this story, but you may not have read this part or know or understand this part that I'm about to read to you in this story. You know, because here's what happened in verse 10. You know, and he took him all this, you know, that God told him to get. He told him to get a she-goat of 3 years and a ram of 3 years and a turtle dove and so forth. You know, I'm not going to go into all of that. But, you know, when he got all that, he divided them and laid them for the sacrifice. And verse 11 is where I'm going with this. As soon as Abraham had laid the sacrifice and he was ready, come on, those demon spirits, they are going to come out against you, against the word of the Lord. Oh yeah. And the fowls came down upon the carcass that Abraham had set up. But Abraham drove them away. Yeah. Oh yes, many of you may not know that that's in the scripture, but absolutely. The fowls, that's like the demon spirits. They will come against the promise of God in your life, but you have to drive them away by your relentless faith. How many of you can say amen? Amen. Oh, Abraham, he drove those fowls away. You know, say, oh, no, no, not today. You don't come upon this here. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You go elsewhere. You cast out those evil spirits and so forth. Get them out from before you and so forth. And go on and believe God and get your answer from the Lord. Don't let those demon spirits come against your sacrifice, come against your faith when you are believing God. Of course, you will be tested. You know, that's an element of test there. And when the sun was going down, look at one more thing that happened. We're not done with this story. When the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham. And there was a horror of great darkness that came around him. You know, in fact, that devil, you know, the Lord just gave him a tremendous promise. You know, he just made him a heir of all things, you know, and so forth like that. And then, you know, made him a father of nations, you know, practically. And gave him, you know, promise of inheriting the land and all the rich land and everything. You know, but the devil, he's going to bring a quaking. He's going to bring a horror. He's going to bring darkness around him, you know, and so forth like that. You know, he's going to, you know, come against him in the night, and there's a quaking that came against him and all that. And the Lord, you know, but there is going to be a supernatural intervention. Because the word of the Lord cannot be broken.
Hallelujah.
And so the Lord, he tells him, I want you to know of a surety that your seed are going to go, you know, and into be in the land and be strangers and so forth, and they will be afflicted 400 years, you know. But I'm going to also judge that nation that will afflict them. So God begins to expand to him even greater things. Now notice all the things that Abraham went through. When God gave him the promise, he got a hold of God and asked for even more. He said, look, you know, I don't have a child here. What are you going to do for me? And the Lord, you know, he promised him that. And then he asked for something else. And then the Lord gave him that too. And so on and so forth. And he kept believing. And when the devils came down upon where he was putting his faith, he drove them away. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, how many of you are ready to believe God today? Are you going to, you know, hang up your prayer just because the Lord didn't answer you the first time? Or are you going to keep knocking? Now, if you go to your friend's house and you see their car in front of the house, you know they're in. And when you're knocking and they don't answer, if you really want, you know, want something, you're going to keep knocking. And Jesus, he said it himself. He said, keep asking because you will receive.
Amen.
Keep knocking because the door will be open unto you. And keep seeking because you will find the favor of God in your life. Hallelujah. But you've got to use relentless faith. Don't let anybody keep you back. Don't let anything keep you back. Don't let even the word of Isaiah the prophet, if you are Hezekiah, that we read at the beginning of this message, don't let it keep you back when he said you will die and set your house in order. You say, oh no, not today. Not today. Nobody's dying here today. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, how many of you are ready to exercise this kind of relentless faith in here this morning? You get a hold of some chronic prayer that you have been praying in your life. Something that you wanted the Lord to do for you. Now, it could be anything. It doesn't matter. You know, the Lord, he can answer any small prayer, the big prayer. You know, he can heal a headache. He can heal cancer. He can, you know, it doesn't matter. He'll do it all. He is the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Is he the Alpha and Omega? Hallelujah. Amen. There shall nothing be impossible with God. And also to you that believe it, nothing shall be impossible. If you can only believe, Jesus said I not unto you, if thou canst only believe that thou shouldest see the glory of God. If you can believe God, if you lay hold and will not turn loose, you know, the Bible says, Jesus said it himself, I tell you what, he will avenge them speedily. Even though he be along with them. But when he comes, shall he find you still believing? Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Are you ready to believe God? Are you ready to believe God? Is somebody ready to believe God in here this morning? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now when we come into the house of God, the Bible says, you know, that comfort ye my people. Hallelujah. There is a comforting and there is an assurance when you come to the house of God. That no matter where you have been, no matter how you got there, no matter what you are going through, the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And the Lord, he has something in store for you even today. Now today, praise God, I have a prophetic word for somebody here this morning. There is something that God wants to do for you. In fact, there's something that the Lord has promised you. But the devil and your unbelief and the fact that you quit on God is holding you back. But if you will shake yourself from the dust this morning, if you will loosen yourself from the bands around your neck, if you will reload your faith this morning, and if you say within yourself, you say, oh my soul, why art thou cast down within me? Why art thou disquieted within me? I will yet bless the Lord. And I will praise him for the health of his countenance. If you will lift up the name of the Lord in your life today, if you will get a hold of his promises and you will not turn loose, well, I've got a word for you here this morning. Now, if that's you this morning and you want a miracle, you know, praise God. Because the Bible says one of you can chase 1,000 if you believe it. But if you get together with somebody that has some real faith, then you can chase 10,000. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want to ask you this morning. If you say, you know, you want God to do something special for you, don't worry about your neighbor. This is not about somebody else. It's about you. And nobody else don't believe for you what you want God to do for you. You got to believe yourself. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, it could be financial. It could be a situation, a family situation and so forth. Or it could even be multiple things that you want God to do for you. You can make a laundry list. It doesn't matter to God. He'll do them all.
Amen.
Amen. God is not a one miracle God. He'll do this, and he'll do that, and he'll do the other too. And plenty more where that came from. All you got to do is believe. Hallelujah. Will somebody believe in here this morning? If you will believe this morning, hallelujah. I want you to come, and I'm going to hold your hand in prayer, and we're going to believe God together. Now, you believe God for anything. I don't care what it is. there is an anointing in every service that is different from the next service or the service before. See? And when God, when He calls for these things, and He sent me in here this morning with a prophetic word for somebody in here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, I don't care what it is that you are believing God for, but I'm going to challenge you not to turn God loose. Get a hold of God and don't turn Him loose. And especially when you see the hand of God doing something, then ask for even more. That's right. Because He is the infinite God. You can never deplete His resources. You keep believing. You thank Him for what He's already done, and you believe Him for even more. Oh, it's an endless supply that He has. Multiple miracles for you in here this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Behold, saith the Lord, I am the Lord, and I change not. I am Alpha and Omega, and that which I have spoken, I will also do it. How many of you know that the Bible says, the Lord spoke, and it stood fast. The Lord commanded, and it was done. When the Lord speaks, it stands fast. And I tell you what He said. The Lord, He sat on His throne, and He called those angels concerning you. And He said, come here. You know, He called the angels one by one, and He said to them, I want you to go down there and make sure that my son and my daughter, they get exactly what they are believing God for. And they have gone to and fro, and they come back, and they report to God. And the Lord said, well, how's everything down there concerning Moyo? And how's everything down there concerning Michael and so and such and such? And how's everything down there? And they would say to God, you know, we have gone to and fro throughout the earth, and all is well concerning your children. How many of you can say amen?
Amen.
If you believe that all is well concerning you, say amen.
Amen.
You believe that all is well concerning you, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, here's what I'm going to do, because I said I was going to do it, and there's so many people in here, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because the Lord will put a word in my mouth to say that I'm going to hold your hand, and I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm going to hold everybody's hand this morning, and I'm going to believe the Lord with you. Now, you by yourself alone, you can chase 1,000 devils if you believe it.
Yeah.
You know, but when we get together this morning, you know, by real faith, we're going to chase 10,000 devils. They can come against you 10,000 different ways. They will go out, you know, 10,000 different ways. Amen?
Amen?
And when you leave this place this morning, you're going to know that you've been with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that devil is going to know that he has flown away from you. Amen?
Amen?
The devil will flee away from you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, a few weeks ago, the Lord gave us the anointing oil. And I got that oil here this morning. Now, I'm going to put that oil in my hand. Of course, there is nothing in this oil except the faith of God that we release. Amen. You know, but by obedience, sir, to the word of God. Now, I am going to put this anointing oil in my hand this morning. Praise God. And that song that we sang, he said, my God, he can do all things. Now, right here, this morning, is where the power is at.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All you got to do is believe God. You make a point of contact, and two of us together, we're going to chase those devils. How many of you can say amen?
Amen?
That's right. And all the things that you have been believing God for, don't turn loose this morning. Let's believe the Lord together. Let's believe the Lord together. Hallelujah. And if the Lord speak a word to you while we're praying, now you believe God, because the prophetic spirit is here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now come here, young lady. Let's believe the Lord together. Lord Jesus, move upon her this morning in Jesus' mighty name for everything that she's believing the Lord for. Lord, we thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, the Lord, he's done something for you. And he wants you to turn loose. Free the fire in her, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. There's something that's holding fire back, that fire. Free it, Lord, inside of her this morning. Free that fire, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, you get a hold of God. Don't turn him loose. He's got something special that he wants you. Come on. Come on here, young lady. Let me believe the Lord with you. Lord Jesus, move upon her this morning. Whatever you are believing God for, this is the hour that God will do it. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. The Bible says, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, next person. Let's believe God together. Believe God with me. Come on. Let's believe God. Let's believe God. Now you believe God and let the power of God go with you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, everybody. Let's believe God. Let's believe God. Come on. Come on. Let's believe God together. Now, you believe God this morning? You love Jesus?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now lift up your hands and say, I love you, Jesus. Father, Lord, I thank you for her, Lord. Move. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And answer her prayer, Lord, this morning as we believe God together in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, you get a hold of God. Some of you can stay on the altar and begin to pray. Hallelujah. What would you like the Lord to do for you, young man? He already knows what you want. Praise God. Lord, losing him completely and raise. Woo! Hallelujah. Jesus, raise the level even of his faith. Hallelujah. And all the things that he's believing God for. Hey, oh Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Come on. Let's believe the Lord together. Let's believe the Lord together. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We believe God together this morning. And don't turn him loose. Oh, yes. Don't turn him loose. Hallelujah. I say, I am thy shield and exceeding great reward. Comfort ye. Comfort ye. Oh, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. He loves you. He loves you. Come on, let's believe God. Let's believe God. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give her the faith to believe and not to turn loose this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord, work a miracle for her. Everything that she's believing God for. In Jesus' name. And those things that devil said could not be. Oh, say, I am God. And behold, I make all things new. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's believe God together this morning. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Move and work a miracle for him, Lord. And everything that he's believing God for. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, sister. Let's believe the Lord together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, touch her life. Touch her family. And everything, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And break. Hallelujah. Break every yoke. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, ye shall serve the Lord. Now you make a decree in your heart to follow the Lord with all your heart this morning, and he will be gracious unto you in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, young lady, let's believe God together. Lord Jesus, thank you for this young lady. Put your hand upon her life and bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Go with her, Lord, and Lord, meet her every need in Jesus' name. Come on, let's believe the Lord together. Lord Jesus, work a miracle for her. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Move upon her, Lord, in Jesus' name. And losing, oh yes, losing her spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for this young man, Lord. Your hand is upon his life, and that devil has flown away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in his life, Lord. Work a miracle for him and meet every need in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for him in Jesus' name. Work a miracle for him, Lord, and bless him in his days in Jesus' mighty name. Everything, Lord, work a miracle for him, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Come on, people. Let's do this real quickly. Jesus loves you. Oh, yes. He loves you. And you love him with your little heart. You know, and he will be with you. And he will do even greater things. Hallelujah. He will lift up the anointing upon you in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Lord, walk in me. Oh, that which is in your heart this morning. The Lord said, I have seen everything. I am the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. And it is done, saith the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Come on, young man, let's believe the Lord together this morning. Thank God for what he's already done for you. Lift up your hands and praise the name of the Lord, and he will do even greater things for you, even as you believe God together this morning. Let's believe the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come here, let's believe God. Let's believe God. That you believe the Lord can break everything. Oh, yeah, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to open the prison doors. Jesus, losing that for her, Lord, and concerning her sons, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, work a miracle, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 What would you like the Lord to do for you? He knows your needs. Lord Jesus, you know her need. Hallelujah. Let's believe the Lord together this morning. Don't turn the Lord loose. He'll do something special for you. Lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Father, Lord, work a miracle for her, and let your name be glorified in her life in Jesus' name. And there's something that's holding you back. You got to let loose. Oh, you got to let loose. Free that, oh Lord, that spirit in her, Joe. Oh Lord, free the spirit in her, Lord, in Jesus' name. You got to let loose in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, God bless you this morning. God bless you this morning. Lord, we pray that the Lord, oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, the Lord, he will confirm everything that he has already told you, because he is God, and there is no one that can, you know, stop the word of God. He will do that which he has promised you in Jesus' mighty name. He will do it for you. God, we thank you for him this morning. Let's believe the Lord together. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Give him strength, Lord. As his days are, so let his strength be stronger every day in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Now, young man, what would you like the Lord to do for you? Of course, he knows your need. You want to love the Lord, don't you? You want the Lord. You want him. You want to love him in your heart. Hallelujah. Lord, take away every spirit of rebellion in Jesus' name. The spirit of the age, take it away from him, Lord. And let the joy of the Lord come in his heart as he loves the Lord with all his heart. And help him, Lord, every way in Jesus' mighty name. Now, you, let's believe the Lord together. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for him. Lord, your anointing is upon him in his life. And Lord, you are going to make him the head and not the tail in Jesus' mighty name. Work a miracle, Lord, for him also, and meet all his needs in Jesus' name. Now, you know the Lord, he loves you. You know the Lord loves you. Oh, yes, he loves you. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, because you lift up your hand and praise the name of the Lord. He loves you, and he wants to be your crown of glory. He wants to be your crown of glory. He wants to be your chief joy. The thing that you will choose mostly in your heart is the Lord. He wants to be that. Lord Jesus, oh, give her the love of Jesus in her heart, you know, and let her choose you above everything else. And Lord, meet every need in her life, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Sister, let's believe the Lord together this morning. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord is helping you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord, work a miracle for her and give her the desires of her heart, and everything that she needs, Lord, as we believe the Lord together, a stronger presence of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Mama, we thank the Lord for you, and we ask that the Lord will increase your days and your life in Jesus' name, and give you peace concerning, oh yes, even in your body. Oh, he said, woman, thou art loosed from every infirmity in Jesus' mighty name. And everything that you are thanking God and rejoicing and praying about, he knows everything, and he'll take care of it in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. God bless you this morning. Let's believe the Lord together. Now, you love the Lord. Do you love the Lord this morning? What would you like the Lord to do for you?
More. Both spiritual blood in my family and physical.
In your family, and the Lord will do all of that for you. Just believe God, as the message said this morning. Don't turn it loose. Just hold on to God. He'll do it, no matter how long it takes. And it will not be long, said the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Don't it tarry, wait for it, because it will not be long. Lord Jesus, walk in, bring a turnaround, a divine turnaround for her, Lord, in her family, in her joy, and the peace of God in her life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oh, hallelujah. Let's believe the Lord together this morning. Put your hand right here. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for her. Lord, thank you for doing great things, the testimony, and everything else that you have in store for her, Lord. The double portion now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And losing every hindrance and so forth, Lord. Let her break through on the left and on the right. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's believe the Lord together, sister. The Lord loves you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord Jesus, whatever it's in her heart this morning, do it, Lord, and even a greater thing. Oh, because you are the Almighty God, and there is nothing that is too hard for you to do, Lord. And everyone that is with you is believing God for today, Lord, so let it be done. And everything that she's believing, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God, sister. Let's believe the Lord together. Everything that is in your heart this morning, he's seen it already. The Lord has seen it. He knows it. And he will bring you to that place, a place of rest, a place where he will restore your soul. The Lord will restore your soul. The Lord says, losing your spirit and look unto me, said the Lord, and I will restore your soul. I will bring back the joy, and I will bring back my gladness. Oh, he will bring back the sun, he tells me. Say, he'll bring back the sunshine in your life. Oh, yes, the sunshine, he'll bring it back, and he'll remove those clouds in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Come here, young lady. Let's believe the Lord. The Lord, the devil, you know, he can't have your life. You know, God is doing a new thing for you. Praise God. He's starting something new, and the beginning is only the beginning. That's greater things that's coming for you. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for a restoration that's already started in her life. The things that you are restoring in her life, Lord, and even greater things, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. Make a way for her, Lord. Make a way for her, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Now, you believe God and don't turn God loose. You know, he has something great for you. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for my sister. I pray the prayer of faith, believing God with you this morning. No matter what it is, you do get a hold. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, the Lord has already promised you many things. And the devil, he'll try to steal those promises. But like Abraham did, you got to drive those birds away when they come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord's promised you some good things, hasn't he? Yes, she said yes. And the devil, he can't take them from you. Praise God. Lord, fulfill every word that you have promised her, and even more, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. How you doing, young man? You enjoy the service so far? Lord, put your another fire upon him in Jesus' name. Set him apart in his generation. Oh yes, let him be a lighthouse in this crooked and his perverse world, in Jesus' mighty name. Fill him, Lord, with desire to follow you with all his heart and meet his every need, Lord, and all the days ahead, Lord. Walk for him in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's believe the Lord together. Put your hands right here. Hallelujah. Let's do this together. Let's put your hands right here. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for them both. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord, we thank you. The devil has fought, but he has lost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yes. And there is more goodness of the Lord coming.
Amen.
More goodness that is coming.
Amen.
For you. And the Lord, he is moving.
Amen.
He's moving. He moves even faster than the, you know, than your very thoughts. He's closer to you than your very breath.
Amen.
And he will do great things.
Amen.
He will establish his covenant with you.
Amen.
His covenant of peace and gladness.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will recover your strength.
Amen.
He will recover everything. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Meet their needs, Lord, and fulfill everything they have in their hearts.
Amen.
Even here and abroad, in their every desire in your heart. The Lord will do it in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God, young man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Would you like the Lord to do for you?
Healing, restoration.
Oh, yes. Restoration, faith, healing, faith, wisdom, everything he needs, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Would you serve the Lord with all your heart?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. He said, amen. I'm going to serve the Lord with all my heart. Now, Lord, I pray for him in the name of Jesus. Lord, let him serve you with all his heart. In Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, restore everything that he's praying for, Lord. Wisdom, joy, restoration, healing, and blessings from the Lord. And more abundantly, Lord, let him walk in your ways and do that which is pleasing in your sight. Let him be a lighthouse even in this generation. Be different from all others. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise God, young man. Let's believe the Lord together. What you like the Lord to do for you?
Favor
and blessing in your ways as you go. The Lord is with you. He said, I will guide you with my eye. Hallelujah. He will guide you with his eye. He will not allow you to turn to the left or the right. He's going to guide you. Hallelujah. But you get a hold of God and don't turn him loose. The Bible says the faith that was in your father, the faith that was in your mother, the faith that is already in you, is in you already. So you stir up the gift of God in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for everything you've done in his life. And go with him, Lord, and prosper him and give him a double portion in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Let's believe the Lord together. Hallelujah. Praise God. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
I'm standing for your voice.
Oh, yes. She said, I'm standing for somebody else. And the Lord, he knows everything about that. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there is nothing that the Lord cannot do. There is nothing that is too hard for him or anything. He knows everything. Every sickness, every disease, no matter what name the devil calls it, the Lord, he knows and he can heal it all. Hallelujah. And just like Hezekiah, he wouldn't turn loose. No matter what the doctor said, no matter what the prophet said, Hezekiah said, I am going to believe the Lord. And we believe the Lord for this family that she's standing for, Lord. And the devil has given them a report. But the Bible says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the doctors, they gave their own witness. They stated the facts, but they don't have the truth. Because the truth is, I am the Lord that healeth, and I will not put any of the sickness upon my people. And the Lord has healed that sickness. He has healed that disease, be it incurable, be it any name, be it cancer, be it whatever. The Lord has healed it all. She's standing for somebody else, not for herself. But we believe the Lord has answered that prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, my. Did I miss anybody? Did I miss anybody? Are you guys standing for prayer? Come on, let's do this. Let's do this. Put your hands here. Let's believe the Lord together. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord Jesus, work a miracle in his life in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, yes, sir. The Bible says, I am the Lord and I am your glory and the lifter up of your head. Hallelujah. And every impediment in your life, the Lord shall remove it in Jesus' name, that you may wholly follow the Lord and he will bring you to the desired place and that he will be a crown of glory over you in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, let your will be done in his life and everything that he's believing God for. Free that spirit in him, Lord, in Jesus' name, to follow the Lord with all his heart and to be different and to be a blessing and a glory to the Lord. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Lord. A double portion. Lord, answer every prayer in his heart in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's believe the Lord together. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What would you like the Lord to do for you? Lord Jesus, you know his needs. Oh yeah, you already know everything that's ahead of him. And the devil, you know, everything that the devil has tried to hold you back from, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. The Lord, he will be your lighter. That's right. He will be, you know, the lifter up of your head, and he will anoint the horn of your ministry in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh yes. And even now, he'll put that feeling, he'll put that Holy Ghost fire in your bowels. Oh yes. He will put it in your bowels, be like a knot in there, and he will put that feeling in there. Hallelujah. Don't turn him loose, sir. You get a hold of God. Lord Jesus, you walk with him, Lord, and let the power of God be in his life in Jesus' mighty. And the ears that hear it will tingle, say the Lord. And the eyes that hear it will know, and the eyes that see it will know that this is the glory of God upon your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go with him now, Lord, and fulfill his every need. And above all, bring him into your perfect will for his life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let the praise team come on up here. Praise team come on up here. Praise the Lord. Can everybody shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah?